It's time for Talking Trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugging my ear.
Say what?
Steve and the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipec.com. Sanipec, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
Sticking to butts like white on rice means different things. Now that we have heard what the Clemson football players do. Welcome back to...
What?
Was it the Clemson players who did it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, right? Okay.
You're crazy.
Welcome back. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk on Thursday.
Oh, we didn't add in Steve Smith.
That means talking trash. That's right. We got to add Steve Smith. Good call. Talking Trash brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Download the free Sanipec app for your Apple device at the Apple App Store or Android device at the Google Play thing and be reminded the
also
night before your pickup. Hey, how'd pickup go, Steve?
Today?
Yeah.
It's a good thing I checked last night.
Right.
Because with the holiday, today was garbage. Tomorrow is a commingling, so I got to get my recycling.
Get out there.
As you may have gathered, many bottles of wine each week to be recycled in our house.
Get it out there. Sanipec doing good work. Saving the environment, but just based on Steve's wine habit
just
alone.
Just recycling Steve's wine boxes and bottles alone, helping.
Boxed wine. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Classy. So, talking.
Hey!
I'm not saying it's not classy. I'm saying it's classy.
It's convenient.
It's a good deal.
And it's a good deal.
It's a good deal.
You get a lot more the glasses
Boda
of
box,
wine out of a box.
The black box, the Boda box, it's fine quality wine.
Franzia.
More wine
not
for your
Even I look down my nose at Franzia.
Talking trash is now talking wine.
Yeah. Anywho.
Sort of.
Welcome back. Talking trash, we are going to bring up some trash talk from the week or some people who deserve to be thrown in a trash receptacle for something dumb they did. We rank it from high to low, incinerator, dump, recycling bin. Who's going to start? I can start.
Why not? Go ahead. Go nuts.
Ronda Rousey got knocked the hell out by Amanda Nunes the other day in the UFC pay-per-view. Then also got knocked. She kind of got knocked out after the fight as well. Nunes said she doesn't understand how Rousey made it as far as she did, and she actually... how she was able to actually beat other fighters. She also said this, and I'm using it. I used it as part of my "What are you doing?" earlier in the week. Here's the quote: "That's it for her. For sure, she's going to retire. She can't take any more. If she wants a rematch, I'm going to do the same thing because she can't take my punches."
Well,
so saying she's confused about how far she made it in the sport and doesn't understand how other fighters beat her, and then saying that she is terrible at fighting.
Oof, that's an odd statement, but
after knocking her out in 48 seconds,
fighters have a tendency to talk out of their baba,
right? But that's usually in the lead up, not so much afterwards, right?
We dumping this one? I don't know if it's incinerator worthy.
I don't think it is either.
Yeah,
what do you got?
Dump it best.
I like it. Look at. It takes a little bit longer because there's ice on the roads. So.
True. Yeah.
Always cautious. That's why we love Sanipec.
Yeah, you got to be safe, guys.
Is it my turn?
Sure.
Okay. I've got former Minnesota head coach Tracy Claese. It's not for him standing behind his players for their protest of teammates being suspended for sexual assault when they had zero facts about the entire situation. But it's what he said when he left the program for local news crews, saying, "I won't be up here freezing my off, so y'all enjoy the winter." That is not really a good way to leave, and also to remind people that they're going to probably freeze to death in Minnesota.
Hashtag not classy. It is good trash talk, though.
I think it's more him being trash of like, "I'm leaving. I'm not going to be in Minnesota. Thank God. You guys are stuck here. Ha ha. I'm getting out."
It sucks to be you guys. I'm not going to be in Minnesota anymore.
Yeah, it's not something you want to hear a guy in that type of position say. He was pissed off because of why he got fired. It's a great line. I mean, yeah, I like the bye. Line. It's yeah. January. You're stuck in Minnesota. We'll see you around tax day when it's not minus 80 again. Yeah,
if we're ranking him as trash, I'm putting him in the recycling bin. I didn't really have that big a problem with it.
Nah, me either.
Okay.
He on the way out. Fired. He did just get fired.
Yeah.
Okay, rest of play.
Lose with place.
Don't forget to recycle your cans and bottles. Your turn, Steve.
So this involves Walton last night. Oregon trounces Washington, and my belief, sometimes refs are like spoiled narcissistic children. They just can't leave well enough alone. If things are going swimmingly, they feel obligated to draw attention to themselves. So there was a period in the first half that we started getting this ridiculous ticky-tap crap, and Walton says, and I quote, "These officials need to visit the local cultural museum, spend some time with Jimi Hendrix, and get themselves right."
Wow. Huh.
For a more subtle, like rather that. Than bash over the head rip, yeah. Gauge this one.
I like that one because you can't really say anything bad about officials during a broadcast. It's kind of like an unwritten rule. You can criticize them a little bit, but you can't go over the top and say, like, they're terrible. It's a terrible call. What are they doing?
Yep, he went full like on that. Karma, and they just needed to get their heads right.
That's a very Walton way to yep. criticize officials, too. That's great.
Huh. Yeah.
I don't think it's incinerator.
Nah.
No. I think recycle bin. I think it's
And it's Walton, you know, he's probably huge on recycle.
He probably yeah. actually wanted yeah. to go back to the museum with the officials, and that's why he's saying, let's
no,
go back.
Like, seriously, I really want to go back, and I need someone to go with me. So, yeah, I'm going recycling bin, all right. too. All right. Got another trash talk one here. So leading up to the Fiesta Bowl, there's a bit of trash talk coming from Clemson towards JT Barrett. Clemson DB Jadar Johnson said, "I don't feel real strong about his arm. I don't think he's one of the best passers. We've played better quarterbacks than him. I'm not taking anything away from him. I don't think he's a bad player. He's a good player, but he just doesn't stand out as one of the best quarterbacks we've played." Let me remind you, Clemson is in the ACC, which has three good quarterbacks, one of which plays for Clemson. So they have played a whole bunch of bad quarterbacks. And in terms of leading up to a college football playoff game, saying that the other quarterback is not good is pretty good trash talk.
Yeah. That's not bad. It and might not they, be the brightest.
They followed it up, too.
First of all, I think Clemson's going to win this game, but that's besides the point.
Right.
So are we dumping that one?
It might just be kind of okay.
For me too. Yeah.
Yeah. I dump it best.
So you're both saying dump?
Yeah. Let's yeah. dump it.
All right.
You have another one?
I got one more.
Really
got
to be cautious around that ice,
it's
guys.
It's true. I've got Reggie Bush for being trash. He finished the season with -3 yards.
Wow. That's yeah.
On 12 attempts and one touchdown, the first ever to end the season with negative yards yeah. and a rushing score in the NFL since the merger.
Yeah.
And had the most rushing attempts of anyone to end up with more than -1 yard in the season.
Wow.
That's really yeah. impressive. There are people who have had like one carry for -10 yards on like an end around and stuff like that as running backs, wide receivers. But 12 attempts, -3 yards.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we don't even really need to discuss this.
No.
Okay.
Burn it.
Need that. It's very cold.
Fire burn.
All right. So I almost had an aneurysm working out this morning. First of all, they put First Take back on ESPN proper.
Yeah.
As 8 turns to 9, I want SportsCenter, not Screamin' A. Smith. But they're still debating the Giants who went to Miami. A 2-hour trip in a private jet. But it's just stupid. But my trash talking is my boy Eli Manning, when asked about this idiotic topic, said, "As a team, we pride ourselves in proper preparation." And he's talking about the picture they posted on Instagram. He goes, "I'm disappointed these guys didn't pack properly. Didn't have shorts, flip-flops, not prepared." Eli's attempt to defuse this overblown situation yeah. is...
I love
hilarious.
It. Yeah, I loved it. So it's not really a diss, but in terms of it being... Yeah, it's incinerator, right?
Yeah, it's great. It's
I thought so, too.
Ha ha ha!
All right, and of course, we appreciate the folks on Sanipak for bringing you Talking Trash. Check them out online. Learn more about all their wonderful services, sanipak.com.